There's a Hashem, we're learning Mishmon Simin Lamed Beisif Lamed Gimel. This is Shir number 90. The Mechaber tells us as follows: Ya'aseh Hashura Es Shavayis. You should make the rows, make all the rows that you write equal. What does that mean? Shloitei Achas Nichneses Achas Yoytzeis. You shouldn't have one row which is longer than the next. There's a word in on your computer screen when you want to make the body of the text. I forgot what it's called. And Sam's not here right now to remind me what it's called, but one of the fonts you could have is when it's all square, right? You want it to be organized looking. You don't want one line is coming sticking out this way, one's longer or shorter. You want it to be all equal. Shaloi tehe aches nechneses v'aches yoytzes. Ulapachos yizor shalo yichtoiv sholish oyusiyos chutz lashit. At the very least, make sure that you don't write three letters past the row. In other words, you have the row. You don't want to have, at the end, three letters sticking out. Vimkosvam loy posel. Now, what happens if you did have these three letters sticking out? If you did, nonetheless, it is still not posel. Now, what's the reason why we want everything to be equal, all the rows? Says the Mishmar Sif Katan Kuf Mem Zayin. Va'afilo ois achas mishum zekele v'anveyo. Even one letter we don't want to be sticking out, because we want to make the ksav as beautiful as possible. You look at the ksav sometimes of these tefillin and mezuzahs, phenomenal, unbelievable, mamish unbelievable. I know when I bought mine through Rabbi Gross, and he showed it to me first, I was just blown away. Unbelievable. It says over here, sifkan kuf memches, sholish ois yois. Now, at the very least, make sure that you don't have three letters. Midoloi chilik mashva dafilo im elu asholish ois yois. Hey, miut hateva is also. So he says, if you already have three letters sticking out, now that's a problem. That's aser. And he says he doesn't differentiate. The mechaber does not differentiate as to whether or not you have, let's say, a seven-letter word, and this seven-letter word is only having a minority, only three out of the seven letters sticking out. He still says it's a problem because you have three letters sticking out. Over yaredei in siman reisha and gimel. So in Hilchos Sefer Torah, we're saying you should also make sure that the words are within the same row and not sticking out past the line. But even if it is, and even if it's the majority of the word, it's not a problem. That's in the laws of a Sefer Torah. Vimateva bas ches oisiyos. Now, what happens if you have an eight-letter word? Eight-letter word. Mut lichtoiv achetzia chutz l'shita. You can write, not that you should, but if you have four letters written outside, sticking out past the row, that is still permissible. So once again, it's an eight-letter word, and it's 50-50. It's half of it. It's not majority. So we're saying it's still okay. Vayim b'shach, take a look at the shach. Where's the shach found? The shach is in Yerodea. The shach is no shach in on Or HaChaim. I'm a shach shom in your day. Shekosu sheyesh lahachmer kahach dehacha. That we should be machmer over here as well. Over there, just like over here. That even if it's less than majority, that it should not be past the line. Va'ayim be'el yirab shedaita dal koponim betfilin shagil yoynes kitzarim yesh lahachmer. So the El Yirab says, at the very least, when it comes to tefillin, when you have narrow margins, because you don't have so much room, we should be more machmer when it comes to the tefillin, as opposed to the Sefer Torah. Kuf Mem Tes. Vim Kosvam, the Mechaber told us, Ulapachas Yizor Shalai Yichtoiv Sholish Oyesias Chutz Lashita. Be careful not to write three letters outside of the row. Vim Kosvam Loi Pasol. But if you did write these three letters, Loi Pasol, Bein Shehoyo Ablita Betchilas Hashita Oy Besoifa. It doesn't matter if the Blita, meaning it's protruding in the beginning of the row or at the end of the row. And for those on the record, I just keep stopping just to show the Olam over here, the pictures. And Lina, there I'll take a picture and send it to you as well. Kuf non loy pasul va'afilu im kosav teva shleim chutz l'shita. Even if you write the whole entire word, the teva shleim outside of the shita, of the column, of the row, kol shenikol shehid nikreis im oisa hashita v'loy im ha'amud ha'acher shebetzida is kosher. Now, the example he has over here is that you wrote the word le'ois, v'hiya le'ois, And the word lo'ois is, or the whole thing is in the margin. Just as long as you see it's going to, this word lo'ois belongs to the right side where it just came from, as opposed to that it's part of the word of the next column, then it's kosher. But if it's too close, let's say, if it's too close to the next column, and it looks like it belongs to the next column, it's possible.
It's interesting that the
Sif Lamed Dalet, Mechaber says on top of the page, Shtei Oisios Shehein Teva Achas, Lo Yichtoiv Chutz L'Shita. Two letters that form a complete word. Two letters that form a complete word. Shtei Oisios Shehein Teva Achas. You should not write those two letters now outside of the row. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'imateva hi bas shalosh. Now, what happens if a three-letter word? It's a three-letter word. Interesting how the word shalosh is three letters, right? It means three. Mutter lichtoiv mimeno shtei oisiyos chutz l'shita af sheheim roi v'teva. You can write two of the three-letter words outside of the column, outside of the row, even though it's the majority of the word. So earlier we suggested that it's better not to do something like that. Here, when it's a three-letter word, perhaps it could be because we're talking about a smaller word. Okay, moving right along to Sif Lamed Hei, and we're going to actually stop at Sif Lamed Hei, and then after Lamed Hei, and then Lamed Vav, we'll pick up with next shiur, which continues actually for the next couple of pages. It's like more than like three pages here in the Dirshu. Okay. The Chabad says in Sif Lamed Hei, Ois Yois Hashem, Sarach Shiokulam Besoich Hadaf, Lo Yetzi Mehem Klal Chutz Ladaf. The Ois Yois of Hashem's name all have to be Besoich Hadaf on that line. And nothing, Lo Yetzi Mehem Klal Chutz Ladaf, nothing should be protruding outside of the line. Va'afilu shar shemois she'enim chokim. So even the other names as well, she'enim chokim, all have to also be within the row. She'enim that are not nimchokim erased. There are names of Hashem that you cannot erase, and then there are names of Hashem that are a reference to Hashem. It happens to be interesting because in the other Mishnah Berurah shir which I give, the Halichas Olam, it's the short 5 to 7 minute shir. So we're actually learning those halachas in Siman Pei Hei. I'll give you an example. So Erev Shabbos, people have the minig, you know, if you don't go to mikveh every day, they at least sometimes people go to mikveh Erev Shabbos. You see somebody in the mikveh, so you haven't seen them since maybe last week. So how do you greet people? You say, you want to say Shalom Aleichem. Are you allowed to say Shalom in the mikveh?
Shalom is the name of Hashem.
So Shalom is the name of Hashem. So Shalom is a name of Hashem, but it's not a name of Hashem she'enam nimchokim. It can be erased. But it's a reference to Hashem. So the Mishmur brings like this. We're discussing different topic, but it's not so far off, so I'll mention right now. On that point, in regards to well, what happens if someone's name is Shalom? Right? Your friend, his name is Shalom. So, can you say, how you doing, Shalom? So, mi'ikir ad-din, from the letter of the law, the Mishru brings down, you're allowed to. You're allowed to greet him. You're allowed to greet your friend, how you doing, Shalom? Because you're talking about your friend. Now, it's best, because he says, many Paiskim, many Achrayim say that you should avoid it. It's best to drop the letter Mem. Swallow it up. How you doing, Shalom? So what did you just say? Now, if you play the recorder back slowly, you'll notice, at least I tried to drop the Mem. How you doing, Shalom? Or, he says, make the Mem into a Nun.
Maybe you shouldn't name your child Shalom.
Well, I mean, it all depends what the grandfather's... All depends what the grandfather's name is, right?
Another grandfather.
Right? Well, you want, put it this way, you want that piece, you name after a piece, okay? Nice. If that's his name. So, Shalom is a beautiful name. You just be careful, you know. It has, just, I mean, Adrabi, it has a status of holiness to it, right? So that's, or he says, put it to a nun, shaloin. Different options. But he says it's good to be careful with that.
Wow.
Okay. Now, back inside over here, in Sifkat and Kuf Nun Gimel, we said that the whole name of Hashem should be on the line, and not past the line. The Magen Avraham, the name of Shem HaGoyin, the Marin of Yitzchak Mipoizna, asked the Dafko L'chatchila. He says, that's only L'chatchila, that you should make sure that you write the name of Hashem all on the line. Aval b'dieved ein l'hachmer. He says, b'dieved, if you didn't write the whole name of Hashem on the line, you don't have to be machmer in that. Now, listen to what we're going to do, though. Mikol mokim, im eira keim b'sefer teira, hoir limchoik es ashuras el yoinois, im ein b'hem shum shem mishem mishem os shein amachokim, v'lim shem choyisom shiyu shovois im Hashem. Now, listen to this. Let's say you wrote a sefer teira, and like you suggested a minute ago, that really, if you have a word, not Hashem's name, erase it and put it in the next line. Now, if it's Hashem's name, you can't erase that and put that in the next line. You can't erase Hashem's name. But what could you possibly do? Erase the line above it. By Sefer Torah, you could go out of order. And rewrite it in a way, let's say, it's the second line that has Hashem's name sticking out.
Make some of the letters longer.
So rewrite the line above.
Wider.
And have it that it's not sticking out anymore, because now you started, basically you're pushing the margin over. That's what you're doing over here. So an example you have here in the Paralachad and Sefer, if you can't scrape away the line above or the lines above and extend the letters a little longer, and therefore, Hashem's name will not be sticking out, but it'll all still be in the proper column, in the proper row and column. Okay, it says further in the Mishnah Brura, V'lim shech oyisam shiyu shavois im Hashem. So you're extending the tough a little longer, and maybe the bays a little longer, so that they'll be equal with Hashem. Now, this is a very important point. Since there's a way to fix it, it's not called b'diavad. In other words, you wrote Hashem's name, it's a little past the margin. So we said b'diavad, it's okay. But if you could fix it, that's not called b'diavad. Go back and fix it. What's a case where you cannot go back and fix it? That's when you have Hashem's name back there, and the letters, you can't erase them now. Avlim hoya shom lemaila is a shame, but if above that row you also have Hashem's name, but either one of the two cases that in the Sefer Torah you did have Hashem's name, or tefillin mezuzahs where you cannot go out of order, is kosher kach b'li tikkun. It is still kosher without any fixing things up. However, now the Mishnah brings an opinion, the Beis Shmuel, in the name of Marai, and the Rambam is true as the Rambam as well, that there are those that are machmer even b'diavad. V'hiskim yimohem agoyin ruki ve'eger v'haderech ha'chaim. That no, even b'diavad they're machmer. Ach, however, in b'shuras hal yoynes oyus ha'achroin beiz dalid reish v'chadoyme. Let's say in the last letter of the previous line is a letter of like a beiz or a reish or a dalid, and you can extend those letters. Right? How do you extend a dalid? So the gag, the roof, the top of the dalet, you draw it a little longer. The resh as well. The bays, both the top and the bottom, you extend a little further out. So he says like this. Everyone agrees that whether it's a Sefer Torah, tefillin or mezuzahs, you should extend them so that it should be all in the proper row with Hashem's name. And there's no concern of going out of order. Now, we know why there's not a concern of going out of order. Why do we know this? Because we learned Sif Chafei, and we already learned that when you have the tsura of the ois, when you have the form of the letter, now you're just extending a little more. So you're not rewriting a base. The base is there. You're extending the base. V'chein, so too, Im leikotzav oid rak shura achas. Now, so too, let's say you only wrote one more line after this line that Hashem's name is coming out from. Uveshura shnia mashach Hashem chutz l'shita. And the second line, Hashem's name is coming out past the row. Yaseh sirtutim acherim v'yimshachem shiyu aruchim ad seif Hashem. Uveshviel shura rishayna en kepeda. And because of the first line, it's not a problem. So let's explain what's going on here. You wrote the first line correctly, and you ended that first row, the first line, at the proper margin. The next line you come to is Hashem's name. At the end, the last word is Hashem's name. And you wrote, let's say, one letter of Hashem's name past where it belongs. So what the Mishru is suggesting over here is rewrite the margin. And every following row will end where Hashem's name is. And that's what he's saying over here. Uveshvil shura rishayna enkepeda. Because of the first shura, the first line, it's not a problem. Question. Vida oid. So the Mishmur is telling us like this. You have the word Elokecha. Elokecha is Hashem's name. Now, the chaf of Elokecha is in English we call the suffix. It's not the real part of the word. The end. Elokim. That mem is a reference to Hashem in that midah, but it's Elokim. It's the mem. That suffix over there, we're not as makbid, we're not so concerned if that's past the margin on the row. Now let's see over here one more Sif Katan Kuf Nun Dalid, where the Mechaber told us, Oisius Hashem, Tzorich Shiyu Kulon B'soich HaDaf, V'lo Yetzi Mihem Klal Chutz HaDaf. Nothing should go past the daf. Afilu oisachas, even one letter of Hashem's name should not go past the line. Va'efshe da'af rubay kakuloi. It could be that maybe the majority of that letter is considered to be all of the letter. In other words, until now, our mindset was that the whole letter has been past the row. Now the question is, part of the letter, in the letter itself. Okay, we're going down now to the little points over here. So if it's majority of the letter, so it's like viewed as the whole letter. But if it's a tiny drop of the letter, we're not concerned about that. Now what happens? Different case now. Until now we also spoke about having a letter go past the row. What happens? The whole entire Shem Hashem is written past. Yud-kei, vav-kei is written past the row. It's like in that margin spot. So b'di'ev we say it's kosher. And it's not similar to a case where one letter is past the shita, past the row. The mashi yoytze l'chutz hu choshev kitliya. The kaim lom b'yardeya, the mixas Hashem ein toilen. Mashi ein kin b'zeh, kin kosef b'nei yoyna. Now this is very interesting. If I would have asked you, if one letter of Hashem's name is past the row, you tell me, we say it's a problem. So if the whole name of Hashem is past the row, where it's supposed to be, I say, well, of course it's a problem. So the B'nai Yonah says, no, it's not a problem. Why not? And the reason is like this. Because one letter, it's like a hanging letter. Like, where is it? Where's the word? It's Hashem's name. And it's dangling. Where is it? But if you have a whole solid word of Shem Hashem past, it's a davar choshev. Even though it's not in the best spot, but it's a complete Shem Hashem. That's the svar of the Bnei Yoyna. However, Rav Gun Rekiv Eger b'chidush simin zeh is machmer gam bezeh. The Rekiv Eger is machmer that the complete Shem Hashem should not be past the row. The Mishru comes out that there is room to be lenient like the Bnei Yoyna, because the Gro, the Vilna Goyin, is also lenient if you have the whole Shem Hashem past the row where it belongs, where, excuse me, it does not belong there, it belongs on the row, and it's past it's in the margin, there's room to be lenient. The Bnei Yoina and the Gros say it's okay, even though the Kiva Eger does not like it. Mitzvah Hashem will continue with Sif Lamed Vav in discussing the actual paragraph of the Parsha, in discussing the Psuchis and Stumois. We'll see what this is, Mitzvah Hashem, next week.